Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, we are just a couple weeks away from the official kickoff of the holiday shopping season. And to get us in the mood, we figured we'd go ahead and let Scuba Radio Drunken Santa come into the studio. He's coming up. He's slowly making his way back to the studio complex here. He was out in the front as usual, passed out on the curb, smelling of urine and beer, or booze. I'm not sure what it was he was drinking. He might have been drinking Scuba Radio wine, because I saw an empty bottle of the Scuba Radio wine from the demon. Did you give him your bottle, Bill?
I did not give it to him, but he touched it, and I didn't want it anymore.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, that could happen before the hour's up.
He did ask me an interesting question. Is it actually made from sea grapes?
I don't know. We'll have to, that's good. I have no idea what's in that bottle. It just has Scuba Radio on the front of it. Now, CJ, my dive student, popped in today, too.
Coincidentally.
He was at the DEMA show. Did you?
I was.
I gave you a bottle of that Scuba Radio. Did you like it?
I have not uncorked it yet, but yeah, it looks good in the wine rack.
Yes.
Thank you.
It looks good because it has a Scuba Radio logo.
How cool is that?
It's
the coolest bottle in my house.
Yeah, it's... It is. It looks nice. I don't know. It tastes good. I've been told from people who don't drink wine that it's awesome. From people who drink wine, not so much. But we'll see. We're working on it. A lot of stuff happened at the DEMA show last week. It overshadowed some of the other big diving news. One of them being that Dive Training Magazine just released their 20-year anniversary issue. And being the modest folks that they are, they like to just kind of go, hey, we give ourselves a little pat on the back, maybe a little article in the magazine, but not make a big deal out of it. That's just their style. But we can't let this go unnoticed. And Mark Young, the publisher, Big Cheese Air Dive Training, is on Scuba Radio right now so we can properly give them their props. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you good. I hear you fine. How are things there in Parkville, Missouri?
Parkville's a beautiful fall day.
Beautiful fall day. As you guys celebrate your 20-year anniversary of Dive Training Magazine, you got to feel proud about that, don't you, Mark?
You know, it's funny. We were closing that issue. We had it was all almost wrapped up. We were about 8-9 days away from going to the printer. And somebody said, you know that we started this thing in November of 91, and this marks our 20th anniversary. And I said, oh, man.
It was
remember.
Yeah.
No, this is the truth. So we scrapped the cover and put together a collage of our 20 years of covers. We wrote the editorial about the 20 years and what's changed in publishing and what hasn't.
Right.
And that was our celebration.
Yeah.
Kind of remembering it, just somebody reminded us that was it. We just kind of slapped that together. So it's not really a.
You didn't think much about it, but you
put it
out there.
No, we didn't really think much of it. I mean, it's great. I think it's great, but we just didn't think much of it, didn't do anything to celebrate it, just figured, hey, let's switch out the cover. That'd be a great new cover to put the 20 years together. And that's about all the issue contained. We didn't have any articles about it, or maybe if we had thought about it, we might have, but we just didn't get to do that.
It turns out we actually have audio from the celebration.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little grainy. They weren't recording it exactly, so it was a little off mic. But
okay.
Hey, everybody, come over, guys, come over here.
Yeah.
20th anniversary. Good Sweet. Job. Share this cupcake. That was pretty much it. That was.
It was a cupcake.
They
shared a cupcake.
No, Drunken Santa.
Drunken Santa.
No, he's still passed out in the green room.
They shared a cupcake. Is that unbelievable?
No, no, that's not their style at all. You know, dive training. Out of all the people I know in the industry, and I've said this before, they are some of the most giving, most generous people you could ever meet in the dive industry. When we were doing our show in the beginning.
I hear they're very stingy with their cupcakes. That's what I've heard.
Oh, no, no.
Generous in every other way, stingy with cupcakes.
Mark Young and the gang have picked up more than one tab or two for the Scuba Radio crew. And
they have not given me one cupcake. In 20 years, I have gotten zero cupcakes from these people.
Well, you know, we don't let you out of the studio, though, Bill. That's, you know, there's laws.
It's not like I can't get mail here.
All right. Well, you're going to mail him a cupcake with a file in it, right, Mark?
There yeah, you go. Is that where he is? In a correctional institution?
Yes. Well, you know, hey, it's Scuba Radio Studio, correctional institution. You know, the bars don't really seem to bother him, you know, but that's for our own protection. But anyway, yeah, Dive Training Magazine, you know, you guys do such a phenomenal job at not just putting out a nice dive publication, but one with a lot of substance. There's always little diving nuggets, training nuggets, diver information that you get in this magazine you can't get anywhere else. That's the way it's been from day one, right, Mark?
Yeah, it's never been advertorial. We've always refused to do that. It's all education, oceanography, biology, fish interactions. I guess we see it as a way to keep people really interested because it's a fascinating sport, fascinating activity, and just a fascinating environment. And environments, it's not singular, it's environment. So that's what we kind of do. We send it to all the dive stores in the U.S., up in Canada, to give their students at all levels, and the objective is, hey, you really want to keep these people interested, keep them educated, because the more they know, the more they get into it. So that's kind of been our thing.
I cannot tell you, and I don't know how much of a compliment this is, but every time that we have sat down over the years with Scuba Radio, and Greg has given us guidance as to what he wants the show to be, he says, what I'd like the show to be is the exact opposite of Dive Training Magazine, which is why you can listen to the show
huge success that way.
8, 10, maybe 15 hours of programming and not get one single useful piece of information out of this.
That's what dive training's for.
No, there's a huge need in that niche. No question.
Yes, diving fluff.
And by the way, if I can compliment you guys, you do it well.
Well, thank you. We do our best providing as much dive fluff as possible.
And no cupcakes. That's the thing we stole from you. We also don't give out cupcakes freely.
We give out wine. but that's just us.
Hey, no. Forget the cupcake. I never got any Scuba Radio wine. Didn't even know it existed. How come that is?
You know what? We will rectify the situation.
Actually, we heard that you liked wine.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to give you
any. Exactly. The people who drink wine don't seem to appreciate it as much.
In case you're curious, it's a Portugieser grape. And Portugieser grapes in Germany are grapes which they would use as table grapes, except for in the European Union. It is now illegal to use wine grapes as table grapes, so they make them into wine because they have no other application for them.
Good. Yeah. They're especially high quality.
Yeah. You know, look at it this way. It's kind of they're kind of like the sea grapes of the wine industry that they use for this stuff. But, hey, the bottle looks nice.
I still want a bottle. If nothing else, to put it on my shelf.
Okay. Well, we can make that happen for sure.
I'll tell you what. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa will be here in a little while. He'll probably empty 5 or 6 of them, and we can send them to you, and you can use the box to send me a damn cupcake.
Oh, shush. Now, Mark, let me ask you this, because when I started Scuba Radio, if someone would have told me that 15 years later I'd be doing this goofy little radio show every week and it was my full-time gig, I'd laugh you out of the room. I mean, how do you feel 20 years after, with Dive Training Magazine? Did you kind of have that same thing, or you knew this was going to be a lifelong type of endeavor?
Never thought about it.
Never thought about it. You just do it day in and day out. This is just what I do.
So we had a good concept. At the time, the magazine, there were a bunch of magazines, a bunch of the regionals. You had Discover Diving. You had Underwater USA up in Pennsylvania. Skin Diver was the big magazine.
Right.
obviously, and it's 50 years old when it went out of business, so it's a long, long-running deal. But the publication wasn't welcomed in retail shops.
Right.
Because of they carried the mail order advertising, a lot of the mail order, the performance diary catalogs and all those things, and dive stores didn't like that. So we saw, and they weren't able to get it to new people coming in who are impressionable, who you really have to concentrate on because these are the future, the present and the future of the industry. They buy most of the industry's gear. They travel, they're coming in to go travel, so they're critical to the industry. In all regards, and the dive stores create every customer for the rest of the industry.
That's right, and that's where you can get Dive Training Magazine. It's at your local dive store, usually for free if you just ask for it. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, it's fans like that that keep you afloat for so many years. Dive Training Magazine, I know, has many, many of those type of folks. They read in and month out for 20 years now. Mark Young is the publisher. He is on Scuba Radio, and... Mark, first off, just before we continue any further, let me just say congratulations on 20 years of putting out the best damn dive magazine in the world. Hats off to you. I mean it, and I know there's a lot of people that agree with me on that. Anybody who's picked up the magazine and read it just a little bit here and there would agree for sure. So
I appreciate that a lot. We have a great staff of people that have been working with us a long time, a lot of good writers and photographers, and they've been very loyal to us and dedicated to the industry, and just we're lucky. We're just lucky.
Yeah, and you know, when we started in the industry, I got to say, Dive Training Magazine, Mark Young, Jerry Beatty, the entire crew at Dive Training have been so supportive of Scuba Radio. Sometimes I question why, but they have been so supportive of our show and have helped me in ways that I couldn't even go into. Account so many. There's been so many, and I it's very much appreciated, but just goes to show the quality of people that they have
We believe very strongly in the importance of outreach, and there's not much that in this industry that is reaching out. And you're it. I mean, your radio station's been strong for 15 years, and you've been reaching out to our industry doesn't have that ability the way it should. So I support that wholly. Now, what you have to do, though, is you have to ask me one intelligent question.
Okay.
I know you guys get around a lot.
Are you going to feed that to me, I hope?
I will. And I know you have somebody important coming up behind me like the drunken Santa.
Yes,
I know you want to ditch me, but you have to ask me one intelligent question.
Okay.
That intelligent question is, who is my idol in the industry?
Okay, Mark Young, Dive Training Magazine publisher. Who is your idol in the dive industry? Everybody wants to know.
It's Greg Holt.
What?
It's you. No, I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you why. I have seen you all over this industry for 15 years. You've been running around like a madman.
Only because people are chasing me.
I don't know how you handle your travel schedule. You're at all the shows. You are becoming, if you haven't become already, the voice of the industry. And what I idolize most is every time I see you, you're with pretty girls. I've seen you all over the world with pretty girls. You're mermaids.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's fantastic. You're my idol, Holt.
Well, thank you, Mark. That means a lot, coming from the man himself. But, let's be honest. I'm just running from the law. That's why I'm moving around so fast at all these dive events. And as far as the mermaids are concerned, well, hey, you offer them a free trip to some exotic dive destination, they're willing to put on a mermaid tail.
Have to hang out with you. That's
true.
Very good.
Yeah, there's always the yin and the yang of everything. And what are you going to do? But I appreciate the compliment. And it's means a lot.
Hey.
Drunken
everybody.
Santa. Here, hey. Bill, take the mic.
Hello, everybody.
Dude, back off. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa just walked in. I apologize.
Cool. All right. Hey, Greg, nice talking. Thanks
okay,
for calling in.
Okay, you got it, Mark. Thank you so much, my friend, and congrats on 20 years of the best damn magazine in the dive industry, Dive Training.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
And Drunken Santa, what do you need?
Merry Christmas, Greg.
Merry Christmas to you.
To all a good time.
Yes. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, it's good to see you. Well, not really, but it's
been a long time.
I guess we have to see you.
It's been a long time since I rock and rolled.
Yeah.
Na-na.
20 years, Dive Training Magazine. What do you think of that?
I love Wine Draining Magazine.
No, that's a Dive Training. Did you give him your bottle of Scuba Radio wine, Bill?
He took it. I told you already. He took the bottle. He touched it, and I said,
"That was for Santa."
That was
for Santa.
No, the cookies and
all the presents aren't for you, Bill. It's not all about you.
Okay,
Christmas is for giving, and you gave me some excellent wine. Thank you.
All right. Well, what have you been up to there, Drunken Santa?
I mean, sampling wine tastings.
A little bit of everything, huh?
Just, checking my list and seeing who's naughty.
Yeah.
And
well,
you're pretty naughty.
I've been naughty, I guess, here and there. But, I manage.
Where's the mermaids?
They're on hiatus. We broke a record last
week. Is that an island?
Week. What?
The island of hiatus?
No, that.
Is that near Hyannis?
No.
That's near. No, I can't even say that.
No, you can't. I know where you're going.
Yes.
What, Uranus?
Excuse me.
Is it?
And what you were thinking? What you were thinking? Your mermaids haven't been near in years.
True.
Yeah. The Virgin Islands.
Oh boy.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
You guys are hilarious.
Well, thanks, Drunken Santa. Now, for everybody who doesn't understand.
Which is everybody.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of our gift back to the community. Because, Drunken, you're here year-round outside of the Scuba Radio or studios.
I do have other activities.
Yeah, well, you're usually passed out in the curb.
This is a seasonal gig.
Smelling of urine and booze.
This is a seasonal gig.
And
if you haven't noticed, Christmas is only, it's not all year.
Yeah, well, it's not all year. But this is the only time of year where I allow you to come into the studio. And I don't know if what roused you up today was the fact that Bill was holding that bottle of Scuba Radio wine that I gave him as a gift. Is that what kind of aroused your attention more than usual? Because usually you just, I walk by, you hardly even move.
Well, pretty much.
Just grunt.
This time the door was unlocked, so I figured I'd come see what's up.
Yeah. I mean, what about this this guy I met at the DEMA show last week from Bristol, Tennessee, Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, he's making moonshine. Well, he, his friends make moonshine. You know this guy? Have you heard of
him? I have to visit his house last each year.
Because he's not going anywhere else afterwards.
That is some good moonshine.
Yes, yeah, so there's not milk and cookies by his tree.
It will warm the cockles of your heart.
I bet it will.
Let me just say that.
Okay, you already said it.
If you can handle that stuff, then you are in good shape.
Okay, fair enough.
I like that instead of milk.
Okay.
Unless there's Kahlua.
Well, there are ways to make it more. Yes.
A White Russian is okay
with
you.
Thank you.
What are you going to do this year for the holidays? Are you going to do something different than just, you know, drink?
I figured I'd light a menorah and wear a Star of David this year.
Let me take
just
this
to,
one.
Just to mix it up a little bit.
Let me take this one,
Happy
Drunken
Hanukkah.
Santa.
What do you think I'm going to do?
Tradition! You can't have Drunken Santa doing something different.
How does this guy get a license?
Yeah. All right, more coming up. Hey, break out the air freshener, will you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the Engineer is here, as well as, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Literally brings a tear to my eye.
He's looking at the mermaid pictures from the DEMA show at scubaradio.com right now. And you're liking that?
Oh, my God.
We try to just lay low and keep, at least
these
a 70 foot.
Hot.
Okay, that's enough.
These girls are hot.
Big Wave Dave is on the line from the Scuba Tour pool. He is on Scuba Radio right now.
Hot.
I believe. Dave, this is the last stop of the year for you in the Scuba Tour pool, is that right?
Yeah, it is. You are right, but we do have to correct one thing. It is the Be a Diver pool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Scuba Tour. Yeah. Be a Diver
pool. You said our other branding name, which is okay, but we're currently Be a Diver. Yeah. Big Wave Dave, Be a Diver pool. My job is to get you wet.
And this is true.
Hey, now.
He got our mermaids wet at the DEMA show, or at least he assisted.
Yeah, we did. And by the way, your Santa sounds like a lot of people that were at the DEMA show.
I did what?
Late at night.
What happened?
It sounds like a lot of people.
It sounds like a lot of people that attended the DEMA show late at night.
Yes, well, true, true.
There's a little bit of Santa in everybody.
Yeah, okay. Santa, just keep it down
my
low roar. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, we're out here in Dallas at the Travel Adventure Show. We got a packed pool. We had three TV stations doing interviews at the pool this weekend. Just a great time.
Yeah, and what are you, this is the last stop of the tour, though, right?
Well, of this year, I mean, you know, it's the last 4 months, so there's not a lot of travel shows going on. But I hit the road January 4th, and I've got 12 weeks straight without a single stop, without a single break, just turning people on to diving.
Well, nice. That's what the Be a Diver pool is all about. You can go to beadiver.com and get the schedule if you're not in Dallas this weekend. Let's talk about the DEMA show, though, Dave. I mean, how did it go from your perspective?
Hey, great show. Anytime I turn around and I got beautiful mermaids in the pool, it can't get any better than that.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you, making the opportunity available. The girls were quite cooperative when I offered, hey, you want to get wet? And they're like, oh, yeah, let's go jump in and take some pictures. We got some amazing shots. Santa, are you enjoying these pictures that you're looking at online?
What?
Yeah. Whoa. Snap out of here. The pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm only human.
Right.
All right, more with
Big Wave Dave next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, 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 scuba.
All right, Big Wave Dave is my guest right now from Dallas, Texas. He is on tour with the Be a Diver Pool. They were at the DEMA show, or the pool was set up at the DEMA show. Let's talk about that first before we get into the other big announcement that was made at the show, and we'll talk about that consumer show. But what about the DEMA show in general, Dave? What do you think is from your perspective?
Hey, it was a great show. A lot of people were booking orders. You know, stores were planning their trips, and people were getting updates on instructional and equipment training, just like every other DEMA show we do. It's a fantastic time.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I thought a lot of business was taking place. The numbers were about the same as what it was last year in Orlando. Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, about the same as Orlando in the 2009. So, you know, people are excited about diving and waiting for this, you know, being sick of this climate where everybody says, don't spend money. Hey, spend money and travel. Have fun.
Yeah. Well, it really did depend on who you were talking to, too. Some people like these GoPro video guys that were exhibiting at the show, they cleaned up. They sold out of everything they had and said it was like the best show they have ever done for any industry. Did you get that too?
Yep.
Yeah. So, go figure.
They were totally psyched. They're locked into next year's DEMA, and more importantly, they get the other consumer show we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because over the years, one of the things that I've always said when I do the radio show is to give people
more mermaids.
Well, yeah, but to give people a backstage pass to this event. Because it is a trade-only event. And I've always kind of said that it's a shame more people can't see some of the displays from Patty, the equipment manufacturers. I mean, some of the booths and things like that are impressive in their own right. And it's a trade-only event, so it's not open to the public. And not everybody can see this unless you're a dive master and above in the dive industry. However, now... you know, after a few years, there's been a lot of talk of maybe making one of the days open to the public, and there's been a lot of talk, you know, in the industry about this. They didn't want to do that for various reasons. However, they have decided to start a consumer show how about you describe what makes it different from all the other consumer shows out there now? What's going to make this unique?
Well, the biggest thing is it's the Adventure Sports Festival, so... It's not just a consumer dive show. We're talking all types of adventure sports are going to be represented. So, you know, we'll be looking maybe trying to bring exhibitors for paddleboarding and kiteboarding, surfing, you know, anything that does around action. Of course, diving is definitely highly prevalent. And it's going to be a festival. We're hoping to bring some concert, music concerts in, things like that. So it's going to be a fantastic, you know, three, four-day weekend. Highlighting some of the best in scuba and the best things you can do outside.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's, you know, some of the R&D that kind of went into this putting the show on with the DEMA folks probably came from some of your input from some of the shows you take the Be a Diver Pool to. Aren't some of them like outdoor adventure shows?
Yeah, correct. We do a lot of some shows that are similar to that concept where, you know, it's multi-sport, so by launching that, you know, it's four divers, but we want non-divers there. We want to get new people into diving. So they may go showing up because they want to look at a different sport and say, hey, this scuba lift looks pretty cool. So we're looking for a lot of manufacturers to be there, training agencies, travel definitely. You know, it's going to be a great place. And it will be a selling show. People will actually be able to buy equipment there.
Yeah, and that's always been a sticky point for any show in the dive industry before. So that's breaking some new ground. As well. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out on top of everything else. This will happen in, April 2012, right?
Late April 2013. and we'll be in Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, if you're not in Florida, hey, it's a festival. Fly in for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we got a whole year to plan, but 2013 is when this is going to take place.
No, I think this is a good idea. I don't think this is a bad idea at all, but I was so impressed with Dima. I gave them my suggestion for what should happen to open it up to some more people, but they didn't take my suggestion.
Which was what?
My suggestion was if you could prove you had slept with somebody in the dive industry, you could come on the Wednesday before the show started.
Uh-oh.
Who's Tina?
Tina, Drunken Santa, what is the problem here?
You keep talking about Tina.
Dima.
Yeah.
Dima, dive Tina. Equipment and manufacturing.
No, diving equipment and marketing.
Market. I said,
you did the old way.
Yes. Yeah, they changed it, Bill.
Yeah. I did it all last week wrong.
All right. You guys are so technical.
You know, it is going to be a great show. You know, keep in mind, in between, we still have our two. We're still doing our buying shows. You know, it has nothing. It is a total separate concept.
Yeah, so, it is.
We'll still have our buying show in October, November.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, everything is cruising right along. This is just a new development and exciting. It's a good time to be in the dive industry because you never know where this stuff is going to go, but it's definitely things are changing.
And it's got to be a good sign, and I would think you would probably see this more than anybody else, when we start adding things instead of taking things away from a marketing perspective for
Absolutely.
The industry.
It's always good. All right, Dave, well, I'll let you get back to turning those divers in Dallas on with the Be a Diver pool. And, and just have a great holiday season. Take the time off and enjoy it, my friend.
Well, you know, it's time at home. It's a time at home, but, you know, there's a lot of prep work getting everything all ready for the first of the year. Sponsors, if anybody out there is looking to get their equipment highlighted during our TV productions, give me a call.
All right. We don't pay you. You don't have to make it sound like us. Sound to us like you've got work to do over these next 6 weeks. So, don't put yourself out trying to make it sound like you're going to be super busy doing work. We know how it is. Our job...
I won't be driving, at least.
Our job, 2 hours a week. We try and make it sound like it takes all week to do. We're on the air for 2 hours. So, you are not going to pull the wool over our eyes, young man.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Sometime during this break, as we come up in December, I'll give you a call in, kind of let you know, because, you know, first of the year, I'm going to be L.A., New York City, Omaha, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, Atlantic City, and hopefully I'll be watching my world great Green Bay Packers play in the Super Bowl again.
Well, maybe. Yeah, we'll
see. Nice. If you can put together a sober half hour sometime during the month of December, give us a call, all right?
Amen.
We'll do it. Maybe if I'm not, hey, it could be an interesting show, too.
Yes. We'll put you and Drunken Santa in the same room, see who comes out alive. Scuba Radio
Wine. Thanksgiving, and check out beadiver.com.
Beadiver.com. You got a big wave, Dave.
Always selling that guy.
Tell Tina we said hi. Give Tina our best.
He is on the front lines of diving because he is. He's trying to turn these people on to diving by throwing them in a pool and making them swim underwater.
That'll do it.
Yeah. That's how you learn.
Here, dive, sucker.
No, they had a pretty good display at the Demon. You see all those... Those underwater scooter things they had?
Yes.
ROVs?
Yes.
They had them in the pool when the mermaids were doing a photo shoot.
Oh, what a surprise.
And it was ironic.
Get other angles to take pictures of the mermaids from.
Yeah, they kept popping up all over the place. It was kind of like, oh, hey, where are you coming from there? And
hello.
I don't know what they were videotaping, but I think...
I've got a theory.
What?
I'm just saying I got a theory.
I think they were searching for claspers on those mermaid tails myself. Hey, which one of the mermaids are packing? What?
So it's a good thing we got all the good, legitimate information from this week's show out of the way already.
Yes. Why? Because we're
headed downhill fast.
Why? We got Scuba Radio Drunken Santa to help us.
Which side of this argument are you on?
I did bring in...
Who wants some more wine?
I brought in my lobster bag from Armor Bags.
We gave one of these... neat-looking bag.
...away at the Dima Show as a prize. What do you think of this, Santa?
That's pretty sweet. I could use that as one of my sacks for to all the good little children.
You can put your toys in there and, or your booze, I guess.
Nah, you don't put that in a bag.
Yeah, it comes in a paper bag.
Yeah, it goes in the cooler.
Well, can put ice in this thing. You can ice it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a big bag, and it's got that really great rigid round opening so that it's going to be open.
It's reflective. Yeah. And it can double as a signaling device when you're back on the surface. I mean, the guys at Armor Bags really put a lot of thought into this thing.
I think you want to be careful with that.
One way in, lobsters go in, but they can't come out kind of thing.
Come on, that's nice. It's bright orange.
It's bright orange.
It's bright orange with a silver stripe.
You don't have to get that close to the mic there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. That's fine.
Silver stripe.
Yeah, there's a silver stripe of reflective material.
And Greg models it. And it's very luxurious.
You like my sack, don't you? You're very envious of my sack, aren't you, Santa?
A handbag.
It's not a handbag.
Have you ever
it's a merce.
Have you ever done any work on QVC? Because you are a natural.
Thank you. Armorbags.com. Go there. Check out their new lobster bag and lionfish bag as well. Armorbags.com.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Forget, you can go to scubaradio.com, see those new photos we just posted from our trip in Grenada, as well as the Dima show. And please, like us on Facebook. Become our friend. We're lonely. And it's...
We'll let you poke us.
That was Bill, by the way. That was not me. I prefer not to be poked or nudged. That's just not my thing. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is still in the studio. I'm kind of hesitant, but I figured he asked me during the commercial break, Bill, if we could allow him to take a phone call.
It is a radio show, right?
It is a radio show, yes.
Testing, 1, 2.
Okay. Just
testing, okay. 1, 2.
Just back off the mic just a little bit. Let's see.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Is this the guy? Bill, is this who's on the line?
This is Jerry the Diver Guy.
He called back from
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee.
Mountain Divers.
Get it done.
Jerry, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm aggravated now.
You're what?
Coming to see, if I'm aggravated. If he's coming up to see me again, tell him I'm leaving his elixir outside because he keeps tracking reindeer poop in the house.
Hey, that is not my fault, dude.
Okay.
Do you know how hard it is to train a reindeer? First of all, it's a miracle I could even get him to fly.
Right, right.
So.
And secondly, that's not reindeer poop.
Yeah. Well, I can only hope that it is.
Yeah.
Does it smell like cranberry sauce?
Brother.
It smells worse than that.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, how far do you guys go back? I mean, have you been leaving out moonshine instead of milk and cookies for Santa?
That is that's classified.
Well, the cookies and stuff's always left, but the refrigerator door is open and my jug's gone.
Your jug? You took his jug?
Those damn elves.
The elves. His elves.
I wonder why they were no good after your house.
Yeah, well,
they were no help to me at all.
So you leave Jerry the Diver Guy's house for the last stop on
that
your
travels? That is the last official stop in North America.
Really?
For that reason.
And then it's off to where? Germany?
The time zones, I have someone schedule. Mrs. Claus schedules all that for me.
Oh, that's nice.
He's got a GPS.
That's nice, right.
He ain't going too far because he's getting into the special elixir.
He gets the special elixir.
Sled pretty much flies itself.
Too far.
Is that code? Is a special elixir the code we use for moonshine there?
It's triple distilled.
What? How do you make this stuff, by the way? I mean, obviously, you don't do it when you're diving, but, I guess the bars aren't nearby, so you got to make your own hooch?
Pretty much.
That's just what you got to do, huh?
Get it done.
Family recipe.
Get her down.
Get it done.
It's just like Granny. Off the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right.
Just like Granny, huh?
That's right.
I like it.
We're the real hillbillies.
Yeah. What about maybe you guys? What if you took Drunken Santa diving there, Jerry? Maybe you guys could have a bonding session outside all this boozing and get him off the juice.
Hey.
Y'all want me to get him out of the studios, Al.
Jerry, what you and I are going to go mermaid hunting.
Be wowee wowee quiet. I'm hunting mermaids.
I'll take you down to the river where the alligators are.
Hey, no way, dude.
He had an alligator encounter, and that didn't go quite well for Jerry. He was telling us about this earlier when he went diving.
What happened?
He just saw it and left his own trail of reindeer poo.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. So where are you off to next, Jerry? Are you going to do any diving anytime soon or what?
Wherever you want to go, where you want to go.
Where do I want to go?
Well, sure.
Well,
you need to load this old hillbilly up and take him on one of your trips.
Okay, well, maybe we can make that happen.
Bimini New Year's Eve.
That's true, yeah. You come to New Year's Eve, spend New Year's Eve in Bimini in the Bahamas with the crew. What do you think there, Jerry? You want to come play?
Well, let's get it worked out. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's hard to get some elixir on the airplane, but we'll try it.
Oh, it's easy. You just give me your credit card. They'll bring you whatever you want.
It's the Bahamas.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
Right, are we?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He may come along. He may be your dive buddy. Will that change things?
Well, we'll try it.
Hey, it's the Christmas spirit is coming early. This
some hillbilly scuba diver, I don't know about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting little combo there, Bill.
He does wear boots.
They'd be a great buddy team,
boots
the way it
with
sounds
the
like.
Fur, with the fur.
Gee whiz. All right, Jerry.
Come on now.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Jerry, but you have a great day. Thanks
Merry
for checking
Christmas,
in.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
And,
have a wonderful one.
And we will, we'll see if we can't put some trip together that you can come join us on. How about that?
Sounds good, man.
All right, there
now
you
I'll
go.
Take it easy.
All right, stay off the mushrooms.
Get him off the bottle.
You stay off the mushrooms.
I don't think he's on mushrooms there, Drunken Santa.
They all are on mushrooms in Virginia.
Really?
No, I don't know.
They're health nuts.
No.
They're not.
They have allergies to peanuts
What?
So they can't have peanut butter, so they have mushrooms, and they trip.
I don't know what the heck is wrong with this. Is this going to happen?
It's not my fault. You brought him in.
Is it Black Friday or something? Or
you're welcome. I'm spreading Christmas cheer early, and you're welcome.
I know they were going to start Black Friday early. Maybe we kind of jumped the gun on this, Bill, you think? Maybe we let him in too early.
Melikalikimaka.
Oh, boy.
Thing to say on a bright scuba radio Christmas day.
He was so much more harmless out on the curb, passed out, smelling of booze and urine.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
We got a whole month of this to go. Well, that'll have to do.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, in Radioland. Merry Christmas.
Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
And evidently, they're at the feet of Drunken Santa, too.
Good driving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.